Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
I don't know all the words to this. Turn around.
Look at what you see.
So why would we be singing that song? And what movie is it from?
I know you love it so much when I sing. That's the thing.
Do you know what song is on my mind? And the cameramen have been saying it to me. Will you stop singing that song? Is Moana.
Yeah, well, you've got three kids.
I've got three kids. But I honestly, it's just so welded into my brain. You know, it's like, it's welded into my brain.
Well, share it with everyone.
Well, I only know how to hum it.
Go but for can it.
You, do you know the words?
I don't remember. Tell me what it is.
You know, I've been. Do you know the words?
I don't know.
You know the words.
No, I don't.
You
no,
still
honestly.
Know the words.
No,
Moana.
I don't. But once the music comes on,
my
I'll be able to sing it.
Nobody's around you just watching Moana over and over and over again.
It is a very good
That's
movie.
That's what happens when you have three kids. And if you haven't seen the movie, it's actually really cool.
It's really lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Don't know.
He was. You know. Started saying something. And he.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's, whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the police, whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the beast,
so
whoop.
You do
so if I go, whoop, whoop, he goes, head down to the beat, whoop, whoop, head down to the beat.
So cute.
He loves it.
He is just a
loves
cute
it.
Little thing.
He's got his high enough. Will
ain't
love this song.
No riff low enough.
I don't. Keep me eight, from swimming to you. Is it swimming?
No. Getting to you.
Getting?
Yeah. So there's other
what
words
about,
in there.
Because it's a mountain, it could be climbing. Keep me from climbing to you, babe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Okay.
You probably need to research some words of songs before you sing them. How are you going?
I'm just trying to plant that seed in the audience's mind so they're all gone when they switch off the podcast. They're all like, ain't no mountain high, you know.
It's a song called Fate Don't Know You, and it's by Desi Valentine.
Oh, cool. Well, sing.
he has this amazing Southern American voice, and you really want me to do this, but
give it your best shot, buddy.
I've turned the tides, I've broken the rules, and it doesn't matter what happens because fate don't know you like I do.
Oh, I like it.
Good.
So, and is it a country song? Is it kind of country?
No, it's like a southern sort of bluesy. It's really bluesy. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. It's about two people that have fallen in love, and I just really like it. It makes me cry.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm going to have to go listen to that. Anyway.
Lexi really, really, really likes Billie Eilish.
Lexi does, or Lola does.
And so does Lola. And then
I saw her getting
interviewed the other day, Billie Eilish getting interviewed the other day, and it was really, really interesting to watch. She's a really lovely kid.
I love Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she's brilliant. And she was watching other people sing her songs and then commenting on YouTube back to them to say how magic they were. And then it was going back to the people watching Billie Eilish commenting on how they sang their songs. Yeah. And it was really lovely to see her genuineness. You know, it's great to see that. They do that for other kids.
They've
you know?
Done, they because she's only 18 now, but they've done the same interview with her for about 3 years. And they show the changes in her responses over that time.
Oh, right.
And it's really cool.
Right.
But anyway, can you sing Bad Guy?
No.
Okay. Both of the girls love
it's
that song.
Like it's on a lot of ads at the moment.
Well,
well,
that's because it won Triple J's song
of
the
year,
and then it also won like a million Grammys because she does the work with her brother, you know, and she does it in her own, in his bedroom at home in the house.
They make their
her and her brother
really.
And part of the song is actually like a traffic signal in Sydney where the traffic signal goes whoop. Boop, 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 like that.
Really?
They were in Sydney and they incorporated in the song. Anyway,
wow.
I really like Billie Eilish. But anyway.
But no, I don't have.
So you don't have a song at the moment. Come on.
Do you know what it is? These I think. Well, I was watching
You're listening
the other day,
to the girls.
I'm listening to the kids' songs, you know. And also I listen to a lot of techno and stuff like that. And yeah, Baby Shark, Ollie's favourite song. Baby
it's
Shark.
It's not anymore.
Do, 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 do. But there's, you know, songs just. It's just not like it was when I was a lad. But yeah.
So come
but
on,
I, you know the kids. I don't have one. So the kids do this Dance Time. You watch that where you put YouTube up and they have to. Oh my God, my kids love that.
Yeah, of course.
But the problem is, after two beers, Daddy loves it too. You know.
What has that got to do with the song though? Are you trying to avoid having to sing something?
Well, give me a fucking song. What do you want me to sing? For fuck's sake. Yeah. How's that going? Yeah.
Delight.
Groove is in the heart. That was a great song. Groove is in the heart. Ba, 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 ba.
It was a good song. Okay.
Do, 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 do.
All right.
Go. Yep.
How are you going?
Good, mate.
Have you got a song to start us off for today? You know, how many people tell me that they love their songs? And then other people are saying you need to step up your song game because you need to actually sing something instead of just saying it.
People gather in their masses, just like witches at black masses. It's a good lead into today's topic.
What?
That was Black Sabbath, mate. That was,
that's Black Sabbath. No, who knows?
I think the song was called War Pigs.
I will say to you that
John, you'd know that one, wouldn't you? War Pigs. Yep, there you go. People gather in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Well, so before we get going, as usual with our podcast, Dennis, how we started off is we ask people their favourite song or the song that they're thinking about at the moment or they're singing at the moment. Have you got a song in mind, Dennis?
Look, for my first 23 pro fights, Shipping Up to Boston was a song that I used to love walking out to. Used to get the crowd, you know, really going. So
how does that go? How does that go, Dennis? Is it like an Irish Celtic thing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know that one? On the film The Departed. So, and then when it kicks in, you know, people just start to go wild. So once you listen to it, it gives you goosebumps when you're walking out to the ring.
You know, I've a heart full of pain. In my mind, I'd be thinking I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, why? Can tell you why the ocean meets the shore. Okay, that's enough.
We could rehash that.
I wonder why. Ed Mills.
Well, what are we singing today, Mitchie?
I don't know, but I have that song in my head. You know, do 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 do.
I know it, but I have no idea what
you know
it's
where
called.
It's mostly played?
Where is it mostly played? In elevators?
Yes. Very good. Whenever I get into an elevator and I'm listening to that track, I just have a little tap away, you know? I just tap away on my little right foot.
I was thinking, you know, in the planes when you're landing and they play the random.
Is it Frank Sinatra? Oh, very good.
Say it out in the microphone.
Frank Sinatra, the girl from Ipanema.
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 Oh, 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 for the longest time. Oh.
Did you know that Billy Joel
Billy, did you just call him Billy Joel?
Billy Joel. Well, Billy it is Joel. It's not like Noel. Well, did you know that Billy Joel I think he lost his money like 3 times.
Did he? Why?
Lost all his cash 3 times. Because I was doing a bit of research on him because I'm really interested in his career because he's such a, you know.
I just marvel at the fact that I just randomly come out into a song and then next minute you know stuff about something random. Yeah, like I would never have expected. Anyway, there you go.
She's just shouted in from the sound room. You've said that before.
Yeah, I know.
Well, dreadfully sorry. But yes, you know, somebody played this song for me the other night and it reminded me. Yeah, I can't remember. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Do you remember that?
Yeah, had a way.
Oh, man, that's when keyboards were in.
You know
when keyboard and saxophone was sexy.
Do you know when you feel a little old?
Yeah.
Is when you're looking through and they do this thing on Facebook and they go, these songs are 25 years old. And you're like, oh, I was... what? That was just yesterday.
I know.
I think I saw that like about 3 weeks ago. I saw something like these songs are all 25
days. Baby, don't hurt me no more. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Yes. What is? The new. I don't think anybody knows what that is.
No, that was the X-Files music.
No. No.
Then they turned it into a techno song.
Right? Are you agreeing with him right now?
Yeah.
Are you agreeing with
him? Yeah, it's correct.
Oh, nah. That sounds so wrong.
Fucking Google that shit. No, YouTube it. Come on. What is the X-Files theme? Hey, Siri, what's the X-Files theme song?
You don't ever do any of the heavy lifting, do you? Get Siri to do everything for you.
I love Siri. Siri's an Irishman on my phone. Literally has an Irish accent. I had to pay a little bit extra for him to be a paddy. Hello, Mitchell. Yes, if you take the first left, the second right. There you go. Watch. Here you go. Do, do, do. Watch. You ready? Oh, for fuck's sake, hurry up. Hurry the intro.
You cut it.
Why the fuck did you cut it? Honestly,
80 more bars.
Okay, whatever. I'll just agree with you. Right. Anyway, that was Mitch's rendition of the X-Files. Now, I wonder. So, have you got a song to start us off today?
Don't say the prayer for me now. And it's riffed, is that right?
It's riffed.
Save it till the morning after. Oh, somebody played it the other day. I was like, shit, that was a great Duran Duran song. I wasn't really a big Duran Duran fan, and I think they lost it after they did a fucking James Bond movie, you know. The music for a James Bond movie. But up until then, you know, they were okay. You know, they were okay. But that particular song, Don't Save a Prayer for Me Now, is a fucking great song. You know?
So you heard it the other day. You weren't just looking it up randomly today.
No.
You heard it the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because we've got to a point in our podcast recordings that you actually have to look up YouTube to remember the tunes.
That's because I'm 47 years old.
You are.
And I did a lot of drugs.
In your day.
It fucked me up.
Yes. Well, before we go deep into the podcast, can we ask, we've got to ask Jack's favourite song.
Oh, your favourite song, Jack.
We always start with a favourite song. Jack, what's your favourite song? And can you hum us a few lines?
My favourite artist of all time is James Taylor. And his song, You've Got a Friend, I think I fell in love with that song when I needed a friend. Right. So I used to play that a lot. And I used it in my seminars. I actually have people hold up money and pretend the money's singing that song to them. You know, wherever I am, I'll come running to you. So that they basically attract money into their life through the law of attraction.
So that's I'll come running to see you again. Is that the one?
Exactly.
There you go, buddy. There you go.
That's so cool.
That's fantastic.
These broken wings.
And learn to fly again. Mate, 80s or 90s? 80s or 90s. Do you know who sang it?
No.
So take.
You know what? When you put me on the spot like that, I know shit.
I miss the 80s. It was that time period where the Cars did songs. You know, there was the Cars, ABC. The 80s were such a rich musical era. Everything's all electronic now, you know.
Meanwhile, I was back listening to 1927 during that time, but yeah.
1927 were a big, they were good deal here.
But you know, they were, and I agree with you. There's something happens when I go back and I've just put on 80s music and I'm like, oh, I think it was because we were growing. I think it was the time, the age we were when we were growing up.
Everybody wants to rule the world. And if you listen to the lyrics of those songs, like Tears for Fears, so I was at a party the other day and it was all these blokes around, like fucking blokey blokes, and I just had a fucking barbie.
Yeah.
Drinking fucking emu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the fucking emu is the big thing at the moment. I'm like, oh my God, it's like horrendous. And they're like, no, they've changed the fucking formula, mate. It's fucking lovely. So everybody was wearing
these
thongs.
Your Darlington
They were
crew.
All with, No, mate. These were straight off a construction site.
Really?
They were wearing fucking thongs and fucking shorts.
You don't like thongs at all, do you?
I don't like thongs. And so they're like, everybody's playing different songs. And I love the 80s, right? Now, I'm not a fucking typical blokey bloke, mate.
No.
But I put on Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears, right? And next of all, somebody goes, is that fucking Tears for Fears?
who the fuck put on Tears for Fears? So I'm like, oh, I put on Tears for Fears. And they're like, fuck, that's a fucking gay song. And I'm like, oh, all right, I'll change it then. So I got the phone and I went to, just let me remember the song. Do you really want to hurt me? Just to wind them all up.
You but like winding people
I
up.
I know, but they didn't find it very funny. I thought it was funny. No,
you're not always that funny, you know.
There. I just see that movie with Adam Sandler, you know, where your man is like, do you really want to hurt me? And everybody's going, oh, wow. And then he goes and he gets the audience and he finishes the song. So what does he do? He plays it again. And then all you hear is, you suck! From the audience.
You're insane. You like
what? Whatever happened to Tracy Chapman? Was she just a one-hit wonder?
We're starting our podcast. Whatever happened.
But whatever.
I know no, she
the,
wasn't.
Most
she
of the young people are sitting there going, who the fuck is Tracy Chapman?
Now,
because I was listening to a remix of it today. You got a fast car. Is a fast enough so we can drive away. You got to make a decision. Which was a great song. It was such a great song. But was she only a one-hit wonder?
No, she had. I know she had something else.
Did she?
Yeah, I don't know.
Then she just disappeared.
I don't know.
It's amazing how you just think about like such talent comes and goes, and you know they're just one in hit. And in or out.
Started. One of the things we like to do is just share a little bit. You know, if you've got a favorite song or something that you've been, you know, top of mind, or actually something related to sleep, a song related to sleep, that might be a great.
Well, I'm going with Dreamweaver from the
70s. Oh, yes, yes. Dreamweavers. I can't remember the rest of the words.
That's it. At least you got
la,
those.
La, 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 la. I just can't remember the rest.
There you go. You're, in, sure you're in there, man. You're in
I'm
there.
I'm sure that's going to stick in someone's head today. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it, Michael. So this.
Anyway. That was my coffee cup. I just opened and closed.
I know. You're just obsessed with making just noises fucking, on this just podcast
to, just
lately.
To annoy everybody.
I have to take all of your noise making utensils away. Oh my goodness! Yeah. Literally, we did this on Instagram anyway. A while back now, and people are like, "No, Mitch, just no." So people are on my side on that. Yeah, so.
Anyway. I was thinking about a song the other day that my mum used to whistle or hum all the time because I was with my mum today. Do you remember that song? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster
like
than
a roller coaster.
Who sang that?
What comes to my head?
Every day it's a getting. It's a very 60s song, wasn't it?
What comes to my head is the Everly Brothers, but I don't know if that's correct.
Maybe someone can put on the comments here and let us know who sang that song apart from me. Just now. Oh, hang on.
Buddy Holly.
Shit.
There you go. I was totally wrong.
Yeah. Thank
there
you.
Right.
Yes.
You don't even know the names of the songs when you
what
sing them.
What was the song called?
Every Day.
Right.
Every Day.
Yeah.
Every day. Da, 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 da. I used to like the Everly Brothers.
Did he die in an aeroplane crash?
That's what American Pie was all about. Well, no, not American Pie.
American Pie drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. What's a levee? The good old
jeez, was it American Pie?
No, American Pie was a movie, wasn't it?
No, yeah,
where
it was, but
the
it wasn't.
Guy makes love to a pie. Wasn't that the movie?
Yes, that was the movie. But now I'm trying to remember if American Pie was the song about Buddy Holly dying. There was a song about Buddy Holly dying. Now I've.
But I miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee. What is a levee? Does anybody know what a levee is?
Doesn't matter.
What's a levee? Drive my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. I don't know what a
neither
levee
do
is.
I.
is a levee a dam? Is it? Shit. There you go. Anyway, it must be boring the crap out of everybody. Go on, tell us.
Have you got a song?
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
No,
yes,
that is not your song.
Because I was
today.
Listening. I was listening to the techno version.
You're going to act professional, okay, mate? So just keep it together.
Got it.
Because you're representing me now as well. All right?
It's not all about you.
Sometimes it is, Amelia. Sometimes it is.
So if you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.